From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 12, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that corrections officers from the Coxsackie and Green Correctional Facilities staged an informational picket line on Route 9W on Monday, July the 11th. Similar picket lines were staged at various correctional facilities statewide during the past 2 months. According to Union Representative Todd Lohman, reports of assault and contraband are up in all state facilities. Since 2010, the number of assaults on staff members has increased by 55%, he said. The picketing officers are asking the state to, and I quote, stand fast on the disciplinary process, end quote. The union wants the state to continue the use of solitary confinement for incarcerated adults and juveniles alike. Lohman said the union has filed a grievance with the state to voice their concerns, but so far every grievance raised has been rejected. The picket line on Route 9W is expected to continue the rest of the week. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. W.T. Eckert is reporting in the Register-Star that sentencing for Dutchess County legislator Michael N. Kelsley has been adjourned to September the 6th. Kelsley, 38, of Salt Point, was found guilty on May the 12th of sexually abusing two teenaged boys in the summer of 2014. The abuse occurred when Kelsley was leading a Boy Scout group on a week-long excursion in the Adirondacks. Kelsley was scheduled to be sentenced last week by Montgomery Court Judge Felix J. Katina, but Kelsley's new attorney, Shane Hugg of Albany, requested an adjournment in order to prepare and present a motion asking the verdict be set aside. St. Lawrence County District Attorney Mary E. Rain has said she will be seeking the maximum sentence of 11 years in prison for Kelsley. Kelsley continues to be held in St. Lawrence County Jail without bail until sentencing. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. The Columbia County Fair is looking for talent. The Daily Freeman is reporting that performers of all ages are being encouraged to enter a talent competition at the 176th annual Columbia County Fair. Singers, dancers, bands, and more are being sought to participate in the Columbia's Got Talent show at noon on August the 31st at the Chatham Fairgrounds. The top six performers in each division will return to the stage at 7 p.m. that evening for a final competition and award ceremony. The finalists will be competing for the Marilyn Barry Memorial Award. Performers can apply in any of the three divisions: junior, age 12 and under, teen, age 13 to 19, and adult, age 20 and older. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday, July the 11th, signed an executive order that empowers State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to step in as a special prosecutor in the case of a Brooklyn man killed during a confrontation with an off-duty police officer. Delron Small was killed July the 4th during a confrontation with off-duty police officer Wayne Isaacs. Isaacs allegedly cut off Small while driving in East New York, leading Small to leave his car and approach Isaacs at a stoplight. Small was shot and killed. Isaacs alleged that Small punched him before the shooting took place. However, recently released surveillance video counters that claim and instead shows the off-duty officer shooting Small within 1 second of Small approaching the vehicle. The investigation into Small's death is the fifth Schneiderman's office has taken up under the special prosecutor powers. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board learned last week that not only did its accounting firm determine the town's expenditures exceeded revenue for several years, but the resulting shortfall was much greater than the board anticipated. The board hired the Hudson-based CPA firm Patterson, Kosky, Howe, and Busey early this year. On June the 28th, Mike Busey and Lisa Gill from the accounting firm informed Chatham Town Supervisor Maria Lowe, Balcom, Budget Officer Tammy Shaw, and consultant Michael Richardson that for at least the last 3 years, the town's annual budget shortfall was averaging more than $200,000 per year. The current town board claims the previous board was unaware the deficit was being addressed by taking money from the town's fund balance. As a result, the fund was depleted by 2015. The town's Citizens Finance and Planning Committee will develop the 2017 budget. The committee will also create a long-term financial plan, create documentation on employee compensation and benefits, and employment practices and safety. During the coming months, the Citizens Finance and Planning Committee will meet with all town departments to discuss ways to reduce operating expenses and find potential revenue sources. In the meantime, the town has implemented a freeze on discretionary spending for all town employees, departments, and committees. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. The Associated Press is reporting that George Amador is one of six New York State senators to exceed their legislative pay with outside income last year. State Ethics Commission filings by all 63 senators include five attorneys and one builder, Amador, who made $100,000 or more from other jobs. At the same time, 33 senators reported having no other work. Amador, who represents the 46th Senate District, which includes part of Ulster County and all of Greene County, was among the top three outside earners in the Senate. The Rotterdam Republican reported an income of $200,000 to $300,000 from his family's Albany-area construction business. Legislative sessions in Albany run from January through June, but lawmakers maintain staff district offices that are expected to help constituents year-round. The base state pay for state Senate and Assembly members is $79,500, and many get additional money for leadership posts. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that KeyBank announced on July the 11th its plans to close 30 local bank branches, including 12 of its own, as part of its $4.1 billion deal to purchase First Niagara Bank of Buffalo. The branch consolidation plan will begin with the closure of 18 First Niagara branches in October, including its Catskill branch at 335 Main Street, the Nassau branch at 25 McKellen Drive, and the Ravenna branch at 20 Faith Plaza. The KeyBank branches scheduled to close in 2017 include the Copec branch at 179 County Route 7A and the Fairview Plaza branch at 160 Fairview Avenue in Hudson. According to KeyBank, all branches to be closed are located within 1 mile of an existing branch. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 87 degrees. For Tuesday night, patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 89 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 10 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 86 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Sunrise today was at 5:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 12th day of July 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.